Today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 12, Vritrasura, Glorious Death, and Text 20. Bhavana Tarshin Mayam Vai Vaishnavim Jana Mohinim Yadvihaya Suram Bhavam Mahapurushatam Gata Bhavana Tarshin Mayam Vai Vaishnavim Jana Mohinim Yadvihaya Suram Bhavam Mahapurushatam Gata Bhavana Tarshin Mayam Vai Vaishnavim Jana Mohinim Yadvihaya Suram Bhavam Mahapurushatam Gata Bhavana Tarshin Mayam Yadvihayasuram bhavam Mahapurushatam gata Bhavana Tarshin Mayam translation. Bhavan, your good self, Atarsit, has surmounted Mayam, the illusory energy. Vai, indeed, Vaishnavim of Lord Vishnu, Janamohinim, which deludes the mass of people. Yat, since Vihaya, giving up Asuram of the demons, Bhavam, the mentality, Mahapurushottam, the possession of an exalted devotee, Gataha, obtained. Translation. You have surmounted the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, and because of this liberation, you have given up the demoniac mentality and have attained the position of an exalted devotee. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vishnu is the Mahapurusha, therefore one who becomes a Vaishnava attains the position of a Mahapurusha. This possession was attained by Maharaj Parikshit. It is said in the Padma Purana that the distinction between the demigod and a demon is that the demigod is a devotee of Lord Vishnu, whereas a demon is just the opposite, Vishnu Bhaktaha Smrito, Deva Asura Tad Viparayaha. Vritrasura was considered a demon, but actually he was more than qualified as a devotee, or Mahapurusha. If one somehow becomes a devotee of the Supreme Lord, whatever his position, he can be brought to the position of a perfect person. This is possible if an unalloyed devotee tries to serve the Lord by delivering him in this way. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kirata Hundandra Pulinda Pulkasya Bira Shumbhaya Vanakashadaya Yenye Chapapaya Dapashraya Shraya Sudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Namaha. Kiratas, Hunas, Andras, Pulindas, Pulkashas, Abhiras, Sumbhas, Yavanas, and members of the Kasha races, and even others addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of a devotee of the Lord. For he is the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of a pure devotee and molds his character according to the pure devotee's direction. Then, even if one is a Kirata, Andra, Pulinda, or whatever he can be purified and elevated to the position of Mahapurusha. One more time I will read translation. You have summoned the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, and because of this liberation, you have given up the demoniac mentality and have attained the position of an exalted devotee. Om Magyanati Brandasi Agyananjana Shavakaya Chakshuru Militam Yanata Smashri Gura Benamaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Paramayam Dadati Svapitantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasati Gura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. This chapter starts when Vritasura threw his trident against the Lord, the King Indra, King of Heaven. But Indra had weapon much more stronger than this trident. He has thunderbolt, which was made especially to kill Vritasura by the strength of the Dadichi Sadhu's bonds and by the order of Lord Vishnu. So King Indra took his thunderbolt and threw it towards Vritasura, and meantime he broke all the trident to the pieces. But he missed a little bit and he cut only one arm of Vritasura. And with remaining arm, Vritasura took mace, iron mace, and struck Indra in such a way that the thunderbolt fell from the Indra's hand. And in that point, Indra became very morose, because he actually was thinking that he became defeated in this battle, and battle is already over. But Vritasura wanted to encourage him to start fighting again and actually kill him, because it was a desire to be killed by Indra. And he started talking about philosophy, that actually the Supreme Lord is cause of all causes. And the cause of someone's defeat or victory, it depends on Krishna's will. And if someone thinks that he is the controller and he makes the endeavor to actually win something or be defeated, it's little not so smart, because everyone in this material world is dependent on Supreme Personality of Godhead, and only one who knows that really Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes and he is a real controller, he can actually see things how they really are, and for such a person the duality of this material world, like distress and happiness, is same. So after hearing this speaking, King Indra acknowledged deep spiritual knowledge of Vritasura, and in previous verse he said, "O great demon, I see by your discrimination and endurance in devotional service, despite your dangerous position, that you are a perfect devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul and friend of everyone." And today Indra speaks, "You have surmounted the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, and because of this liberation, you have given up the demoniac mentality and have attained the position of an exalted devotee." And here in this verse, we have Sanskrit word mayam, the illusory energy. And Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita speaks specifically about illusory energy and how to overcome it. Devi hiesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. So this divine energy of mind, who consists of three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who surrender unto me can cross it beyond this easily. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport to this verse, writes that although this material energy is inferior to living entities, still is called here divine because acts under the conduct of the supreme will, divine will of Krishna, and acts very wonderfully in the construction and destruction of this material world. And also Vedas confirm this, that mayam tu prakritim vidyam mainam tu maheshvaram, that although maya, illusion, is false or temporary, in the background of maya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called here Maheshvara, the Supreme Controller. So the controller of maya is Vishnu, Krishna, and only he can release living entity from its clutches. And how to do it is by surrendering, and actually by understanding Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada writes that actually one has to elevate himself at least to the mood of goodness to start understand Krishna. Otherwise it's impossible to, because only in the mood of goodness we can actually distinguish what is good and what is bad, especially for spiritual life. And because people are under the spell of illusory energy, under the influence of passion and ignorance, they live in the demoniac life. And because of passion and ignorance, we have problem with proper understanding of Supreme Lord. We don't understand scriptures nicely. We don't understand and who is actually sadhu. We don't obey their instruction of spiritual master, and it's difficult to follow rules and regulation. And that's why people concoct their own methods for some so-called elevation. They concoct some way, but it's not the way. The way is written in the scriptures, and we have to raise ourselves to do it. And Srila Prabhupada said that if someone is able to be guided by spiritual master, his life can be successful. And here, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes the same. Anyone can be purified if he takes shelter of pure devotee and molds his character according to the pure devotee's direction. So we can see that this principle of accepting spiritual master is very important. And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, how actually do it? Tadvidi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyanina statva darshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, render service unto him, and the self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they've seen the truth. And we know that spiritual master acts according to previous acharyas, sadhus, and according to the scriptures. And he doesn't mention anything what is not mentioned in scriptures. So we have this guru, shastra, sadhu. And everyone in this world has to follow this instruction of sadhu, guru, and shastra. And the statements made of the spiritual master and gurus, they cannot differ from the scriptures. So how we know who is sadhu? And we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, Titiksha sva karunika suhridam sarva dehinam ajata shratavak santak sadavak sadhu bhushanam. That the symptoms of sadhu are that he is tolerant, he is merciful, he is friendly to every living entity, he is peaceful, he doesn't have enemy, and he follows scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. And shastra. Shastra means scriptures. And Srila Prabhupada said that scriptures, by study scriptures, one can develop good qualities of sadhu. And also he said that study of the shastra is not meant for the recreation of armchair speculators, but are meant for formulation of proper good character. So what is this character? Character is mental and moral quality distinctive to an individual. And once one girl came to Srila Prabhupada, she was writing her thesis, PhD thesis, on how great gurus of the East influenced the Western culture. So she came to Srila Prabhupada and she asked, how do you think you influence this our Western culture? And Srila Prabhupada looked at her and he answered, what culture? There is no culture. Where you have any culture? So, and he wouldn't give up the idea of animal slaughtering. And he was talking about this, and she was quite agitated, and she said, but Swamiji, I have a philosophical question for you. And Srila Prabhupada, very strongly, like thunderbolt, answered, philosophy has little or even no meaning without proper character. And if we actually want society peaceful, happy, and united, and actually when we want to transform the suffering living entities, we have to build our society on proper good character. And Prabhupada said, that it's all about Vaishnavism. Vaishnavism means good character. And other time, when some reporter asked Srila Prabhupada, how we can know actually, how we can recognize devotee of the Lord, of Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada answered that they are ladies and gentlemen. It means good conduct, and that devotee of Krishna will possess all good character. So we can see here that good character is very important. So I would like to share some strategies which helps me to develop and improve my own character. And we know that the greatest influence on our character has the association, our association. And we know already from Srimad Bhagavatam, from sixth canto even, from the story of Ajamila, that how bad association is bad for living entities. That because of bad association, one give up rules and regulation, neglect Shastra, and become impure and sinful. So in other way, we can see that by good association, our good association can change our mental process of feeling, willing, and thinking, and can transform our hearts and uplift us, so we can actually change our character. So the most important thing is our association. We need mentors, we need senior devotees, we need spiritual master, we need sadhus, and we need render service to them. And also, when I was doing Bhakti Shastri in Vrindavan, one of our teachers, Adipurush Prabhu, said that he wanted us to go out from comfort zone, stretch our spiritual muscles. And he said that there is nice exercise we can do, like we can practice one good quality or whatever one, what it is, what we want to add to our character, and practice during 1 week. Like, for example, Daso Aham, I am servant. So consciously, we have to make effort every day to actually implement this in our daily life. We have to know what means being servant, that we are not in control, and also how we can see other people. So every day consciously make this effort to actually thinking about ourselves, that we are servant, Daso Aham. Or, like 1 week, we can do some special additional act of kindness. Or 1 week, we stop criticizing. Whenever we have some bad thoughts about someone, we have to stop it. And we have to actually commit to our improvement in our everyday. And we have to pick one good thing and one at one time, and practice and practice until it becomes part of us. It's like with our sadhana, yeah? We are doing every day. But we can see that we are doing many, many years, and there is not so much improvement. So there is improvement, but we are not great, pure devotees. And Einstein said that doing again and again same thing and expecting different outcome is like insanity. It means that it's good that we are doing everything, our sadhana every day, but we have to change something. We have to change our attitude. Srila Prabhupada said that we have to be conscious what we are doing. We have to make this effort. Because our attitude our conscious effort is actually what makes the advancement of spiritual or our spiritual life. We cannot do everything mechanically because there is actually no result, at least not becoming pure devotee. We have to like do it every day consciously. So we have to also consciously try looking for good qualities in other people. And whenever we see, we have to acknowledge and appreciate these good qualities. Because in other way, it's very easy to find fault in others. But we never think about these good qualities with others. So we have to shift a little our thinking. And of course, self-control. And Srila Prabhupada said that without self-control, there is no spiritual life. We need to try harder to actually control ourselves and to raise ourselves to good of moodness. And Srila Prabhupada said even that we have to read every day Nectar of Instruction to remind us what is good and what is bad. How to implement in our life, how to be enthusiastic. What means enthusiastic is endeavor with intelligence. We have to be conscious and intelligent enough to know how to do it and what to do it. And of course we need Guru, Sadhu and Shastra all the time to check if you are going in good direction. And what is important also is integrity. Integrity is something like doing something good for good reason, even if no one is watching us. So when we are alone, we have to also behave in such a way that we can be satisfied. That even if no one is watching, so we are not in this pressure, we don't want to show ourselves, okay, I am so good devotee, look at me. But even if not anyone looking at us, we have to also be same good. And of course we have to pray to Krishna. We have to pray to Krishna to help us. And by this praying, it will enforce in us the humility. Because what is humility? Humility is thinking ourselves helpless and always depend on Krishna. And also, Srila Prabhupada said that every day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said every Ekadashi, but Srila Prabhupada said every night, we have to check, actually, how many qualities of Vaishnava, the 26 quality of Vaishnava we developed. This is our test. We can see how actually, how much devotee I become. So I would like to end class by story from Vedas, which show us this principle that following the direction of spiritual master can change, transform us. And this particular story gives me great hope that there is hope also for me to change my character and transform and become pure devotee. This is the story of a hunter. There was a hunter who was, like a business of hunter is killing animals. So he was killing animals but a specific way. He didn't kill them immediately, but he left them like half dead. So they were suffer more even before they actually left body. And one day Narada Muni was passing through the forest and he'd seen these half dead animals. And he was like shocked, and he said, how cruel person must be to do it such a thing. So he started to search out for that person, and he find the hunter, and he asked him, you know, I have request to you. And this hunter said, oh, this is some sadhu. He wants probably some deer skin for meditation. But Narada Muni said, actually no, you know, you please tell me why you don't kill these animals immediately. You just leave them half dead and make them suffer so much. Because if I have request to you, if you have to kill, you just kill immediately, because you produce such immense sinful activities. And you know, and he start. So this hunter asked Narada Muni, so what is sin? So Narada Muni said that the killing animals is sinful activities, and he start to explain the karma. If you do bad to others, so you will get bad in next life or even this life. And all the, he start to explain the philosophy, and he said that you have to do something about this. And somehow the purity of Narada Muni, his mercifulness, his great compassion towards this hunter himself, about his future and about these animals, touched the heart of hunter. And he started thinking, so okay, what can I do to change this, to stop these sinful activities? So Narada Muni told him, just first of all, you have to break your bow. And the hunter thought, okay, if I will, this is my job. This is how I maintain myself, my family. So what I will do? How I will maintain myself? And Narada Muni said, actually, before also Narada Muni asked him, why you are doing this? You don't kill immediately. So this hunter answered that he was educated in that way, that he was trained in this way of killing animals. His father taught him like this. So he was thinking that he is doing the right things. When Narada Muni told him that it is sinful, that he started to think that something is wrong, so he wants to change. So Narada Muni told him, you can get rid of this sinful activity when you will follow my instruction and you follow me. And I will send to you whatever necessity you need for maintenance. So under this condition, having little faith in spiritual, in Narada, he agreed. He took his wife and they follow Narada Muni. They went to Prayag, on the bank of Ganga, and Narada Muni gave them initiation. He told them, instruct them to chant Hare Krishna and doing good things. And the very next day, it was advertised in the village that the hunter became a Vaishnava. And everyone started laughing at the beginning. Ha ha ha, hunter became a Vaishnava, such a sinful person. But there is a custom in India that whenever someone sees some sadhu or someone in the renounced order of life, so he brings some offerings, some donations, some grains, some milk, some fruits. So out of curiosity, the people start to come and see this hunter, what actually this hunter he doing. And they notice that actually that's true. He stopped killing animals. He's sitting, chanting. He looks like Vaishnava. He doesn't do anything wrong. He does actually everything very good. He behaves like sadhu. So people start to bring some grains, some fruit, some milk. And the conviction of the hunter become more and more. He got more faith in his spiritual master Narada, because he said, okay, Narada Muni told me, if I will do this chanting, I will be maintained. I will not strive. So I can see whatever he said is true. I'm chanting. I have everything what I need for my maintenance. And after gradually he become perfect devotee. And one day, Narada Muni with his friend Parvata Muni was coming, and he decided, okay, you know, I initiate one hunter, and he become my disciple, so we can come and visit him. So they start to visit the hunter, and hunter seen them from the distance. And there is a custom that if you, the disciple, see the spiritual master, so what he does? He just pay obeisances immediately, and he received the spiritual masters properly, nicely, very nicely. So he jumped, he wanted just to pay obeisances, but on the way, he seen the ants. So he removed them. Because the perfect devotee, he doesn't want to make any harm to any living entities. So Narada Muni and Parvata Muni, actually, they've seen the huge transformation of the character of this hunter. So if hunter was transformed in one lifetime, it also hope for us that when we stick for these principles of devotional service and we will follow our guru, sadhu and shastra, so one day we will become pure devotee. Thank you. Some question or some comments? Yes, Prabhuji.
If I'm allowed, I'd like to venture a comment and re-emphasize the importance of depending on Guru. You said that we should depend on Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada himself, he, from the very beginning and throughout his preaching life and all his endeavors to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he gave the credit to his spiritual master. So every morning we start off our devotional service. Mangal Aarti begins not directly with glorifying Krishna, but Guru Vashtakam. So that we can, sometimes you become knowledgeable about so many different things in Krishna consciousness, and we tend to sideline the Guru. You know, so Srila Prabhupada, he said that although he had received that order from, or that advice or suggestion from his Guru, it was only when he read that verse in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, Ikeha, right? And then he read the purport of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He realized just how vital it is to, you know, consider the position of the Guru. So sometimes this is, we find ourselves in this dangerous position of sidelining the Guru. So it cannot, in my opinion, it cannot be overemphasized, you know, the dependence on Guru, and by that Krishna will bring us to depend on him, and that link with Krishna will be more solid.
Thank you for comment. Maybe someone wants to comment on the comment. We have from Shastras, this Guru Sadhu Shastra. So we have to check in these three parts of our spirit, of our life. We cannot only depend on Guru, because we have Sadhu and Shastra. We have to check. We cannot be blind. We have to check everything. Prabhupada said it is not about blind following blindly. We have to check. There are three parallel lines, and we need to act upon these three.
Yeah, but one cannot understand Shastra or Sadhu unless one has that, you know, solid connection with Guru first. What can you understand about sadhu? Who is sadhu? What is sadhu? What is shastra? Unless you receive the mercy of Guru. So we have to be always begging for the mercy of Guru.
Of course, faith is very important. Faith is not the devotional service, but without faith, we cannot do progress, because we will not act upon. First, we have a little bit of faith, then we have association, bhajana kriya, and all this translation. Faith is basic thing. We have little faith, and then we will act upon. We will hear what Guru says, we can hear what others, sadhu says, and we check in the scriptures. And everything is same, we think we can follow next step. We can do next step and next step. And the more we will have faith, the more we will do the progress, the more knowledge will be revealed to us, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Everything will be revealed. And association of devotee will help us. And
I was just hearing about Tamal Krishna Goswami. He had to undergo an operation in Bombay, maybe you have heard. So it was a minor operation, but Srila Prabhupada heard about it and he wanted to stop it. So Srila Prabhupada rushed to the hospital. But when he arrived, Tamal Krishna Goswami was being wheeled out of the operating theater. So he said, as soon as he opened his eyes, Tamal Krishna Goswami, he saw Srila Prabhupada. He said, Srila Prabhupada, I just had a dream that you had to report to the previous acharyas about the results of your preaching. And you said to them that these people, they are so like low class, but they cannot follow anything, but they have faith in me, and whatever I tell them to do, you know, they do. So that is their qualification. That is their only qualification. So now the movement has evolved. So, but sometimes you find. And so I'm saying we should be wary that, you know, because of so much knowledge and, you know, advancement in management and what have you, we tend to, you know, kind of like dis or sideline the Guru. We should not never ever do that. Srila Prabhupada never did that. So we have to try not to do that ourselves.
Yes, we always have to follow Sadhu Guru Shastra. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.